AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The GOP presidential field is a little less crowded. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The front runner in Iowa as recently as 2 months ago, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's poll numbers have since plummeted. And he says he's leaving the race so a positive conservative message can rise to the top.
I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive conservative alternative to the current frontrunner.
A reference to Donald Trump, whose ascension in the polls has coincided with Walker's decline. I'm Jerry Bodlander.
A minister with the Plymouth United Church of Christ, the Reverend Grayson Hagler, thinks there should be other campaign dropouts, specifically Ben Carson, for saying a Muslim should not be president.
Right now, the politicians are acting like thugs. Thugs and demagogues. And it's time for it to stop. Ben Carson needs to leave the race. And Donald Trump needs to leave the race.
Carson has changed his stance slightly. In an interview with Fox News, Carson said he would be open to a moderate Muslim who denounced radical Islam as a White House candidate. Apple's App Store has found some applications that contain malicious software. Ryan Olson is the intelligence director for Palo Alto Networks.
A bunch of developers, primarily in China, had downloaded modified versions of the tool that Apple makes available for people to build apps for the App Store, for iOS and for macOS. They downloaded this compromised version, and then when people started building apps with it, uploading to the App Store, we found out they contained malware.
A report by Human Rights Watch says the Egyptian military's campaign against Islamic insurgents in northern Sinai is harming thousands of civilians and risks turning more people against the government. This is AP Radio News. The pilot of a fighter jet that crashed near a Central California military base is safe.
The pilot of the aircraft did eject safely, taken to medical facilities to make sure and be evaluated by the appropriate medical personnel. The individual is conscious and responsive and has been released.
Captain Monty Ashlesman is commanding officer at Naval Air Station Lemoore. He says the jet crashed in a vacant field just south of the installation. There were no other reports of damage or injuries. AP correspondent Mark Scalfaro reports monitoring of Penn State University's athletics program will end sooner than originally planned.
Penn State is getting out from under a monitoring that was imposed after the Jerry Sandusky scandal. The NCAA and the Big Ten have agreed to end the compliance monitor at the end of this year. It had been scheduled to last until 2017.
The man brought in as monitor says the university has made sufficient progress after the child sex abuse scandal highlighted shortcomings in its operations. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.